Mel, Syncrude recently had a research and development seminar, and one of the big things that came out there is that you had 18 new patents this year. Tell me a little bit about the seminar, first of all.
Well, the Syncrude R&D Technical Seminar is an event that we have every 2 years, and it's an opportunity for us to showcase and share our research and development activities over the past little while. It is aligned with our technology development plan, so we showcase some specific projects that we've been working on, and our audience is not only internal to Syncrude, but we have many external folks that come to learn about what we've been working on. So we would have our research partners, such as the University of Alberta, University of Saskatchewan. Also, we have representatives from our owner companies and also from the government of Alberta and the regulators who are in attendance for our environmental section of the R&D seminar. So it's an opportunity to share what we've been working on, but it's also an opportunity for technical people to network. And the intent is to actually encourage or inspire further innovation and creativity. And certainly when you have a day and you're learning about a number of new topics, it gets the creative juices flowing, let's say, and there's lots of great conversation. And I certainly have lots of follow-up after these seminars with people excited about not only the technology that they learned about during the R&D seminar and what the potential technology deployment opportunities are, but new ideas that were seeded during that session.
You have four different areas that you work in. What are they?
The four different areas we work on are, the first one is related to our current assets, so our operating plant, and we focus on improving reliability and improving the performance of our production system. A real focus on reducing energy intensity and reducing water intensity. The second area is looking at bitumen production technology. So this is, taking the original Carl Clark process, hot water process of extracting bitumen from oil sand and evolving it. Of course, we've come a long way since then, but there's still lots to learn around how to process oil sand more efficiently. The third is tailings technology. So certainly one of the byproducts of our operation is tailings, and fluid fine tailings is a area of focus for us in terms of accelerating how quickly we can consolidate or densify and release water from our tailings so that we can make it ready to reclaim. And then the final area is reclamation and closure, where we focus on those final landscapes that we want to produce. So whether it's wetlands, dry lands, forests, or lakes. So those are our four areas of focus. We do also have a very competent analytical chemistry lab in our facility that supports all four of these program areas.
You celebrated 18 new patents this year. Tell me about that. Why is it so important to have these patents?
The patents do a few things for us. So number one, from a business point of view, it's very important that we have control over our intellectual property. So if you invent something, you want to be able to use it. And we take a defensive approach to managing our IP, whereas we will patent or we'll publish something publicly so that we have control over that technology and we can use it. So that's the practical sort of business perspective on why we patent. But it's also a great opportunity to recognize the great work that our folks are doing. And certainly everybody involved in it appreciates receiving a patent plaque. We will have our CEO shake everyone's hands, and it's a great opportunity to get a sense of the volume of work that's accomplished. So it is a milestone, and it also sort of brings things to a closure. I finished this body of work. We've been able to have it recognized in terms of a patent, which is quite a formal process. And now I have provided a significant value to the company as a scientist. And that's why we're here, right?
How many patents does Syncrude have?
Syncrude currently has 195 patents, which includes the 18 patents that we handed out at the R&D seminar. We actually have another 40 patents that are in the process of being issued.
That's a huge body of work. What are a couple that stand out for you from this year?
Well, we're certainly exploring a number of different technology options for densifying, reducing the amount of water in our fine tailings. One of those technologies is a use of centrifuges to mechanically accelerate this process with our fluid fine tailings. So that was one of the patents that was awarded, recognized during our R&D seminar. And in fact, this technology not only was developed here at R&D, but has now actually been deployed at full-scale commercial size on our facilities and is in current operation and supporting the densification of our fluid fine tails.
Can you describe how it works?
Essentially, it takes fluid fine tails. You add a gypsum to the fluid fine tails, and then you centrifuge it in a number of centrifuges that essentially accelerate the FFT, which results in, you know, higher gravity, we'll say, and pulls the water out of the FFT mechanically.
It sounds like a super spin dryer.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's exactly like a super spin dryer. And once it goes through the process, what's produced is what we call a cake. So it's a more dense mud that we would then place within our pit. And then once we finish placing it, we would cap that cake with a material that allows us then to start our reclamation process. The benefit of the FFT centrifuge is that it accelerates this process and will allow us to reclaim our land much faster than we had in the past.
Something else that you mentioned to me in terms of patents, you've started using sodium citrate. What is sodium citrate and where are you using it?
So we're using sodium citrate in our hydrotransport system. And the idea is that this chemical, which is actually a biodegradable chemical that's actually used as a food preservative or taste enhancer in many products that you may consume yourself, such as pop, it's added to the hydrotransport system to help improve the recovery of oil from the oil sand ore. And it's added in and pumped in the pipeline to our extraction plant and has a significant benefit to our operation.
Where did the idea come from to use a food preservative or enhancer in oil sands production?
So the idea was conceived at research and started with the realization that we needed to find a chemical that was going to help enhance the recovery process in this process. And started with, of course, a literature search, understanding the work that was done in other industries and, of course, in the past in our industry as well, and then identifying 100 or so chemicals that might be candidates to improve the performance. They were tested at a laboratory scale, which narrowed it down to about 10 chemicals that improved the performance. And then we identified two chemicals out of that 10 to test at a larger scale. We then went to our operations on site and did a short-term scale test in our facility, which then confirmed that we had identified the right chemical, which was sodium citrate. And within a very short period of time of those results, about 6 months, we were able to construct a full-scale commercial facility to dose the sodium citrate into our hydrotransport system.
So at what point would you actually add it to the process?
It's added to the process right after when we mix the oil sand with the warm water. It's dosed into the pipeline right at that facility and then spends some time in the pipeline over was a distance of about 5 kilometers to our extraction facility.
And what does it actually do?
It acts as a detergent to almost wash the oil off of the oil sands. The interesting part about the sodium citrate and the fact that we got a patent for it is that it works in concert with the caustic that we have traditionally added into the process. So that was the innovative idea in the application of the sodium citrate in our process.
And what happens to it afterwards?
So what we know is that it is not part of the water afterwards. So of course we've done lots of testing throughout the process to figure out what the end state of this is. And we also know that it biodegrades very, very quickly if it does go into our tailing streams.
So is this something that actually saves you some money?
It certainly does, because what it allows us to do is process oil sand ore that has been very difficult to process in the past and actually get some bitumen out of that ore. So certainly it does two things. It allows us to improve the amount of bitumen that we can recover from the ore, and it reduces the amount of bitumen that is heading out into the tailings as well.
Thank you very much, Mel.
Thank you.